When you, John Neighbor, were in Europe and you're moving to the United States and you hadn't swum before and suddenly you're thrown on a basketball court because you're tall and it didn't work for you, then you find yourself literally swimming with ease in a swimming pool because I think my belief is that you didn't judge yourself too harshly. You gave yourself the opportunity. You had people that helped you look at it as just one more experience, one more learning thing, just like Rocky Blyer with all these different kinds of injuries and challenges.
Well, you've covered a lot of territory in the last couple of sentences. You're absolutely right. I think that there's many stories of athletes who, if it had not been for their sad moments, they admit they would never have reached the heights. Lance Armstrong, without cancer, would never have won 7 Tours de France. Michael Jordan, without being cut from the high school team, never would have become the good ball player that he was. And, you know, you look at these adversities in retrospect and you say, of course, that's why I succeeded. That's why I grew. But at the time they happen, they seem to be, you know, life-ending. They seem to want to take all the wind out of your sails. And the champions realize that, you know what, you don't have to give up your dream because of a short-term side trip. Most people look at obstacles and they say, I wonder if I can overcome this. Champions say, I wonder how I can overcome this. And it's that attitude of confidence that produces results.